The Power FM Brekkie Show.
I feel like Bounty is a controversial chocolate, isn't it?
It is. A lot of people don't like it.
Mm.
I am not one of those people.
You like it, do you?
Yeah, I feel like in the celebrations packet,
yeah,
it's the equivalent of the Turkish Delight in the favourites. As
oh,
in, it's
wow,
very divisive.
Cool.
Very divisive. A lot of people don't like it.
Yeah, but I love the Turkish Delight.
I love both Bounty and I love a Turkish Delight.
I'll never forget the time Dad sent me on a task, an errand, down to the deli, the corner shop, milk bar as you call them here in Victoria.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
But this is an SA story, so it's going to be filled with South Australianisms. Dad gives me a fiver and goes, get me some dark chocolate. So I go down there and ask the lady at the counter, I say, do you have any dark chocolate? Because Dad's hoping for some Old Gold. He loves it.
Yep.
Rum raisin, Old Jamaica, I think is his favourite. I've gotten that from him. Ask the lady behind the counter and she goes, oh, no. Actually, I think Bounty, that's got dark chocolate around the outside. And I went, oh, okay, that'll do. And I took that home to Dad. He was not impressed.
Oh.
It did not tick the dark. I think he just goes,
right.
He looked at it and went, oh, you can have it. So I got a free Bounty.
You're stuffed up.
But then I ate it and discovered I don't like Bounties much either. It's the coconut. It's oppressive.
There's a lot of coconut in it.
It's too much coconut. Anyway, it's controversial chocolate, and Mars in the UK have released a celebrations advent calendar. And going back a few years, people were moderately outraged when they opened up door one, first day, big excitement,
mm-hmm.
and there's a Bounty inside. And they're like, well, this is off to a dud start. Then the next year, people were even more shocked when they opened up door one, Bounty. Door two, Bounty.
Yep.
Well, fast forward to 2020, and the joke has gotten out of hand. People are 4 days deep into their advent calendar and found nothing but Bounties.
That's pretty funny. I mean, I'd be happy with it.
Is it?
But Mars UK have been accused of ruining Christmas.
I wonder how the Bounty calendars are made.
Well,
is it random?
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Is it a celebrations advent calendar they're buying, or are they actually just buying a Bounty calendar?
Yeah.
If they are, whoops, that's unfortunate for them.
Have they? That's exactly right. They've just bought the Bounty edition by accident. See, I don't know if it's like if Mars at the factory just randomly putting chocolates in doors, or if they planned it this way. Because Mars,
surely it's random.
Well, Mars have kind of responded, and they've taken the whole thing very lightly. They've just kind of gone, lol. One response was spelling out the word lol with Bounty bars. Another response was...
Who's in charge of their social media? Well done.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. They're pretty much just having a laugh with it. But according to their research that they conducted over in the UK, they found that almost one-fifth of people prefer Bounty. It's their top choice.
Oh, right.
So they're just trying to please the masses.
I think it has to be random. Like, there must be just some machine that just randomly picks up whatever.
Just plops chocolate and
from the whole
doors.
Celebrations mix and just goes, and it just happens to be a fluke that it's four doors so far worth of Bounty.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.